Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Rich Taylor about the latest from the current legislative session. This is part one of a two-part interview. What are some of the bills and projects that you are personally currently working on?
I don't really have any really strong bills that are going for me right now. I'm working on one for the Department of Corrections to redefine how they use their prison facilities. It's not a highly controversial bill, but there are some going through that we're looking at. They're looking at a workers' comp bill that I've been working on for a while that I believe it will severely hurt workers and good employers and also the taxpayers if we're not covering the injured workers with workers' comp insurance, then they're going to become disabled and they're going to go on the welfare rolls and then the taxpayers get to take care of them. So I think it's very important that the insurance stays in place like it is so that our injured workers don't have to go on the welfare rolls and they're actually taken care of.
Okay. What exactly is it about workman's comp that is being proposed to be changed?
Well, the biggest thing is like on a shoulder injury, it's no longer going to be an injury of the body as a whole, and it's going to be treated as just a minor injury, like maybe spraining your wrist or carpal tunnel or something like that, which really cuts down on the recovery time benefits for the worker. And so if the recovery time's cut down, then the guy has the choice of going back to work still injured and hurting himself again, or his employer will just have to take him off of his employment list. And the problem with that is a lot of these employers want to make sure they can retain these guys, you know, because they're generally people that, you know, are good workers, show up every day, and they want to keep it on their workforce. So it's kind of limiting what they can do. That's the main issue to it. And then, like I said earlier, you know, we want to make sure that they're not going on the welfare roll.
Where is that legislation currently at right now?
Well, right now, the House has already passed a version of it, and they sent it over here to the Senate. We've had it on the calendar twice, I believe, to be debated on the floor, and it has never came up for debate yet. The Republican leadership hasn't brought it forward because I believe they know there's some problems with the legislation that they're proposing, too.
Another bill that I believe is still on the Senate floor, correct me if I'm wrong, please, is regarding the gun bill.
Yeah, actually, we're working on that. We've passed it out of full committee, the Judiciary Committee over here a couple weeks ago. And there are some major issues with that bill as it's written. Even though the House passed it, I pointed out in committee, and I did vote for the bill to come out of committee so it could be eligible to come to the floor. I pointed out probably eight or so things that I saw that were wrong with the bill. One of the main ones was my current license. I have a concealed carry permit. Right now it's valid in 35 states. And if this bill goes through, it will most likely invalidate my license in at least 23 of those other states because we will no longer have the requirement for proficiency. On your first license right now, how we had it was that you had to show proficiency on actually using the weapon. You didn't have to be good, but you had to know which end the bullet came out of, you know. That's what other states require, is proficiency test. And if we don't require that, then our reciprocity agreement wouldn't have to be longer considered by these other states that also that require the proficiency. So that's one of the main ones I was looking at. There's another provision in there that really scares the hell out of me, is that you can actually open a gun range 200 yards from another person's house, and you can shoot any time, day or night. And nobody would be able to charge you with any violation, even a noise ordinance or a nuisance. That one kind of scares me since I live out in the country. You know, that could happen. Somebody could just open a range right down from my house and shoot any, you know, have it lighted up and shoot day and night. That kind of bothers me. I think we can work them out. The Republicans seem to be willing to work and are reasonable, you know, on some of these considerations.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Rich Taylor. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.